The Oscars, the Super Bowl of award shows, is upon us. Will Moonlight, La La Land, or Manchester by the Sea win for Best Picture? Is Viola Davis a shoe-in to get an Oscar for Fences? Will Emma Stone win for Best Actress, or will it be Meryl Streep? Just to hear what she may say in her speech. All eyes will be on the 89th Annual Academy Awards this Sunday, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. The 2017 Oscars will happen on Sunday from the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, California. This morning, we discuss the awards in depth with noted film critic and Oscarologist Thelma Adams, and it's always a pleasure to welcome her around Oscar time and pretty much any other time she comes around.
We have a lot of fun.
Yes, we do. So welcome. How are you?
I am very, very, very good. I just got back from the Berlin Film Festival, so I'm already looking ahead to the next year.
You're seeing the crop for 2017 and beyond.
Right. Saw Patty Clarkson in a great movie called The Party, and Stanley Tucci has a new movie.
So good stuff.
I mean, I'm a little ahead of what we're talking about because these babies have been around since Telluride, Toronto, most of them.
They've been around for a while.
A few have came out in Cannes last spring, but they've been around. I'm kind of ready for the new crop.
So who are you working for these days?
I'm at The Observer. I have a weekly column at The Observer writing about movies, TV, culture in general, and women, as usual.
Yes. You
know, I just did a piece about Trudy Styler, Sting's wife, and the fact that at 63, she directed her first movie. We're continuing to push for more women as critics, as directors, and, you know.
Obviously, I want to get
in. And there's none directing here, but you know, you can't give awards to people if they're not making the movies, and that's systemic. But that's another story.
So it was an issue, of course, with in the Oscar crop last year. We talked about the lack of African Americans in the crop, a nominee of any race other than white.
People of color
who were nominated in 2000 and for the 2016 awards. So here we are in 2017. That has improved. So let me just ask a generic question before we get very specific into individual categories. And that is, do you think it was a good year for film?
I think it was a moderate year for film. I think it's because, and I know we're going to get specific, maybe because I am not a passionate La La Land person, nor am I a passionate Moonlight person. And the three top ones have been La La Land, Moonlight, and Manchester by the Sea. Of the three, Manchester was my favorite, and it's been slipping. So I think it was an okay year for movies, but not necessarily epic.
So let's start with Best Picture. Usually I'd save that for the end, but we're talking about it now, so I'd like to continue. And that is, yes, La La Land and Moonlight seem to be the two films who will be duking it out for the Academy Award on Sunday. I agree with you on La La Land. I liked it. I didn't love it. I did love Moonlight. I was very moved by Moonlight. And my problem with Manchester by the Sea was the ending. So I'm curious as to what you think about those three films sort of going up against each other.
There are three so very different films.
Right.
I thought that La La Land might fall by now, but all the signs are auguring towards La La Land, the BAFTAs, the SAGs, et cetera, et cetera. My big problem was I did not think the singing was that good.
No, it wasn't.
You know, I kind of thought if you just went to Glee and got Lea Michele, you know, to play the main role, I understand that they cast these roles because they were box office draws. I'm not someone who wants to pull it down just because it's ahead. I really, really wanted it to move me and to come out singing. I mean, look at the best song is going to be this City of Stars, which to me, if you're singing City of Stars in the shower, take a bath. I don't know. I cannot figure out. That song is just so, you know what I mean?
And I can't sing.
So, it
permeates the film. I mean, it seems like there's five notes in that movie and they just keep using them.
Yes. Yes, it does. And to tell you the truth, you know, I have two kids who can sing, and I've been to every high school musical for High School, Middle School, Elementary School, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Drowsy Chaperone.
You've done the circuit.
I've done it, and you can always tell when there's someone who can sing and perform. I think, and I love Emma Stone. I loved her in Birdman. I think she's a wonderful actress. She's a fine singer, but she's not outstanding. Ryan Gosling is more the Rex Harrison thing. What can I say? Some people are transported. I'm not. Moonlight, my issues are a little bit more. First of all, I just, my interview of Mahershala Ali will appear in The Observer on Friday. He, to me, is the star of the year. He is the breakout star. He's been obviously working for 20 years, but he is so good in that. And he's so strong, and he's so interesting, and the movie's so empathetic. Spoiler alert for those who have... After the first act, when he is... I don't know how... Can I spoil it?
I don't know that you're really spoiling it. It's three stages of
three
a life, and he plays
life,
one of the
And he is
stages.
Only in the first stage, and I was so attached to him that when the second stage happened and he was no longer there, I was just blown... I just couldn't recover. And I met him at the Hamptons, and I said, this is how I felt. And he said, well, that's how you're supposed to feel. And that's what it's like in the Black community, that even when these young people get mentors, often those mentors die, are imprisoned, and they're back adrift. Very good point, Mahershala. Still not my favorite movie.
Okay. Manchester by the Sea then would come in as your favorite movie.
Of those three, I think it would be my favorite movie. I think that's part of my problem here is that the movies that were my favorites, just briefly stepping to the side, were not these. I loved Arrival. I loved Loving, which I thought would, you know, Ruth Negga is nominated.
Beautiful film.
I thought Joel Edgerton would be nominated. The director, it's a beautiful, moving film with issues that are very important right now.
In this case, it was biracial marriage.
Biracial marriage, and it's historical. It's perfectly done. And it just disappeared. With every new award show, it kind of slipped. So that was one of my favorites. Captain Fantastic, amazingly enough, see Viggo in the race, Viggo Mortensen, who stars.
I love that movie.
You know what? That movie, I always know, every year this happens to me, there are one or two movies that I'm suddenly weeping, or I'm suddenly so moved that when I walk out, I don't want to talk to anybody. And that movie, I wept the entire last half hour.
Yeah.
Because it was so smart, so emotionally rich, and also as a mother who has intelligent children, it's so hard to raise them intelligently. And as a mother who has mental illness in her family, another issue in the movie, it just hit me right where I lived. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing and one of my favorite movies of the year.
I think that, I've said this a couple of times, but one of the things that I do, it's a mini obsession. I call it a mini obsession because it only lasts about 7 or 8 weeks. And that is when around Golden Globe time, I start going to see just every movie that's there. And then for the Academy Awards, there's 24 categories. I want to see every movie in every category. Now, I've done this for maybe 7 or 8 years. I really enjoy doing it, and I have a blast.
Right.
The one reason that I do it, because it's stupid. I understand that it's dumb to do.
It's completist. Let's give you
credit. It is completist. And it's just more because I probably would never have seen Captain Fantastic had it not been on that list. And the fact that I saw that and enjoyed it so much, and there were several films like that that I wouldn't have seen otherwise.
Right.
And then there are films that I saw that I wish I hadn't. Hello, Lobster.
I actually love Lobster. It ends the last part. It goes off.
Oh, that last hour is excruciating.
But I love Colin Farrell with his little belly. I love the writing, and I love him and the dog. And that one I won't tell you, The Secret of the Dog.
It's nominated for Best Screenplay, and so I saw that. But anyway, so I'm really glad I got to see Captain Fantastic because it was
Lobster,
I did think
not
it was a
so much.
Beautiful movie. Yes.
Right. and loving. What else did you see that you kind of that made you step back and go, well, I don't know.
Well, that's interesting. I did not expect, I will tell you the opposite, which I did not expect. I probably wouldn't have seen Hacksaw Ridge because of my Mel Gibson issues, which I think a lot of us have, right? But, I liked the movie. I liked the movie. The movie is great.
Yeah, the movie's great. And, you know, Braveheart, one of my favorites. And, listen, people have 11 tequilas and say things they regret. You know, I got to get, you know, Mel, even, you know, as Jewish as I am, I've got to say, Thelma Adams, Nay Schwartz, I have to say that on 11 tequilas, I have, you know, I would be doing crazy things myself.
All right.
Okay. I have forgiven.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Not forgotten.
Not forgotten, but forgiven. So I enjoy that movie. I didn't think I would. I really did enjoy that movie. And the movie, I guess, that falls into your Manchester by the, or maybe loving category of the movie that I think spoke to me the most, that I love the most, that I wish was doing better in the Academy Award cycle is Lion. I thought Lion was a beautiful movie.
Huh. Well, you know, Lion has been rising. I really loved the first hour with that the little kid that they found to play
Sonny
Saru.
Punjab, yes.
Oh, you're brilliant to know these things. That child acting, taking the trains, lost, all of these things, was one of the great performances of the year. And to capture that is a piece of directing that amazes me. I just want to know, did you forgive Nicole Kidman for it? Because when she comes on with that red wig, I just am like, could not believe it for a minute.
I didn't have that problem. I'm not a huge Nicole Kidman fan,
right,
but I did like her in this movie. And I thought that it was I sort of understood the emotional arc of the character. So right.
She does have that good cry scene at the end.
She does.
Yeah. Towards the end. And Dev Patel towards the end. I don't want to tell you the end. It ends okay. But I did interview Dev Patel over the course of this year, and he is an extremely charming, smart, lovely, lovely young man. So,
yeah, and just a wonderful actor in this.
Right.
And, of course, up for Best Actor as well.
Best Supporting.
Best Supporting Actor, yeah. Absolutely. And you know,
and if he takes it from Mahershala, I will be very upset.
Yeah, I don't think there's much chance of that. Do you?
He's rising. Dev Patel is rising, and it's also kind of the only film that Harvey Weinstein has in the race.
So how does that happen? When you say it's rising, how do you know that it's rising?
Oh, because I, in addition to being at The Observer, I'm part of a website called goldderby.com. And
okay.
I've been, since it began, I don't know, 13, 14 years ago. And there are now 24, 26 experts, and you can go and just go goldderby.com, and you can see our predictions. And it's been ramped up in the past year because Penske Media bought it, and they reconfigured the website. And so we're all changing our votes kind of continually. And it
well,
gives
doesn't
you
that take the fun out of it?
Fun out of what? It becomes, oh, you mean the odds become too clear?
Yeah. It's like when the New York, I mean, the New York, what are there, like, you know, there's like 18 Tony
right.
members and who actually vote.
Right.
And the New York Times goes out and interviews them. And then by the time they put out their list, you already know who's going to win.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's kind of.
I know. What can I say?
So you want to know the sex of the baby, too?
Yeah. Boy and a girl.
Okay.
Wanted to know that.
So, Mahershala Ali, Jeff Bridges, Lucas Hedges, Dev Patel, and Michael Shannon. It's a strong category.
It's a strong category. I don't understand the hell or high water thing. I just don't. People love that movie. I love Jeff Bridges. I have no problem with him, you know, being nominated. Cannot understand it. But, okay.
I think what's interesting about that movie is it got nominated for a movie that had been out for quite a while.
Right.
And that was the film that sort of rose to the top that had come out mid-season.
Early,
early. And it was a good old-fashioned cops and robbers movie.
Right.
And that's about it.
Right. And it delivered on that. I'm not sure you love this movie as much as I do, but I passionately loved Nocturnal Animals. Passionately. And there were people, when I saw it in Toronto, I heard rumors of people running down the street going, that movie is horrible. That's the worst movie I've ever seen.
I love that movie.
I love that movie. Yeah?
I thought it was a great movie. I thought it was fantastic.
Oh, good.
You know, I really liked it.
People been able to see it? Is it, like, I'm not even sure if it played at the Upstate Films
It
yet.
Has been around, okay. and it has now been released on pay-per-view. So,
oh, okay.
So it's around, but it's a very, very good film and has something to say and is very interesting. And Michael Shannon is wonderful, as is Amy Adams.
Right, as is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
But Amy Adams, and also Tom Ford, I was a little surprised. I know he's an outsider, that he did not get nominated for directing, because it seemed to me so suspenseful in parts, so well directed. You know, every image seemed, some people thought it was a little bit too much like window dressing, but I thought emotionally it really landed.
So for best actress, let's go to that category. You have Isabelle Huppert for Elle, Ruth Negga for Loving, Emma Stone, La La Land, Natalie Portman in Jackie, and Meryl Streep in Florence Foster Jenkins. I will start off my opening volley.
Okay.
I did not like Jackie.
So funny, because the two of us are really on it. I actually caught up with that at Upstate Films, plugging up my Rhinebeck Upstate Films. And the guy behind me at the theater, like even before the movie, he was just like telling his wife, yeah, I'm doing you a favor. And I went with my 17-year-old and I said, you know, okay, you're doing me a favor. And having been someone, I was 3 when the Kennedy assassination happened, having seen it firsthand, I just thought it was pretentious. I think that Natalie Portman is a very smart woman and a good actress, but there wasn't a moment for me where it seemed real.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought the performance was good. She came off as very unlikable, which, you know, may be accurate, but it was still not fun to watch. And there were so many holes in that movie that I... Well, Teddy Kennedy is barely even seen in that movie, and then the whole
exactly.
Kennedy family,
well,
and it just seems to be ostracized.
Where is everybody that? Yeah, I mean, where's her family? Where's
right.
You know,
right.
Where are all the people around her that would naturally be around her at that moment?
So that leaves Meryl Streep, which again I thought was fine performance, but it was a little over
that,
the top.
That movie
right?
was like to me was a B. It was not a an Oscar movie. But the other and Meryl. I think this is best performance at the Golden Globes. I think if she hadn't done that kick-ass speech at the Golden Globes, she would not have been the 5th, and maybe it would have been Annette Bening.
There's a movie I loved.
I love 20th
Century,
Woman. I mean, and it's... Annette Bening, it's such an honest performance, so many colors, so, no vanity. And, along with Greta Gerwig, along with, I want to get the Fanning right, Elle Fanning.
Yes.
I know his brother, Billy Crudup is in it. His brother Tommy, I know, because he's in PR. But, I mean, such a good performance, all of those things, So that leaves us, I'm kind of biting the bullet, and I'm saying it's going to be Emma Stone. Not because, obviously we've already said, I don't think she sings well enough for the role. I'm happily surprised, thrilled even about the Isabelle Huppert. I just think that performance is the acting of it. And I like you, I talk to people all the time. I talked to Jessica Chastain. I did an interview and I was saying, well, who do you admire? And she says, Isabelle Huppert, and the way she does what Chastain called the white mask, where her face doesn't move, but everything is expressed through the eyes.
Yes.
And the way she moves her body. And that performance to me is fantastic.
That was a messed up film.
It was a messed up film.
Man, was that a messed up film. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And it was because her performance was so spot on and beautiful. And it was flawless. I couldn't find anything wrong with that.
Not a flaw.
With her performance in that movie. So, yeah, I was glad to see her win the Golden Globe. And if I had to vote, I would certainly vote for her, because I just think it's a gorgeous performance.
And also, I want to watch it again, because I feel like it's a puzzle box of a movie, and I want to see it now that I know where it lands and go back.
Yeah, it's a movie club movie, and it's a great movie to like sit down and talk about and try to unpack, because there's a lot there.
And Ruth Negga, of course, I adore in Loving.
And Loving is a very enjoyable film.
And if you've seen her on Preacher on TV, where she plays a completely different character, you'll really understand her range. She's one to watch.
Now, if there is anything in here that seems to be a slam dunk, it's that Viola Davis will win as Best Supporting Actress. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
Okay. An amazing
slam
performance
dunk.
In Fences. I enjoyed that film. I was a huge fan of the play. I'm a huge August Wilson fan. I think it plays, obviously, as a play that is a movie, but I liked it. It worked for me. And Viola Davis is just spot on and perfect. Also...
And overdue.
Yes.
You know, there was the year what she lost to Meryl, and therefore now she's overdue for her Oscar.
Yes.
And that makes a difference.
Definitely deserves it. Michelle Williams in Manchester by the Sea, which is a small role.
Small role.
And a lot of crying.
Yeah.
Hidden Figures is nominated with Octavia Spencer for Best Supporting Actress, who I really liked.
I love her. I would have
But she
done,
has her Oscar.
I would have done Ms. Henson.
Yes.
I would have for Hidden Figures. And I will go back and say again, as I said to your producer, Sarah LaDuc, that to me does not seem like an Oscar movie. It's, you know, it's about something wonderful and the performances are great, but I just didn't feel like it was a Best Picture to me.
I agree with you. Naomi Harris is nominated for Moonlight, and then of course we mentioned Nicole Kidman and Viola Davis. So
right. In Lion. Okay. So, you know, Kidman really wants that Oscar. She's not getting it this year.
So that brings us to Best Director. So we have Arrival, Hacksaw Ridge, La La Land, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. And
okay, well, we know that Mel Gibson, although he is forgiven but not forgotten on my part, there's no way. In fact, it's kind of amazing and a testament to Hacksaw Ridge that he's even in the top five.
Agree with that, yes.
The top five men. We'll repeat that. Men.
Yes. Now, how do you pronounce the director of Arrival?
I would say Denis Villeneuve.
Okay.
Close enough.
I'll go with that. For Arrival, which, as we said, it was a movie I very much liked.
I really was surprised how much I liked that.
Yes. Also a lot to think about.
A lot to think about. Very emotional. It was like for sci-fi, very quiet in a good way.
Mel Gibson, as you mentioned, in Hacksaw Ridge. Kenneth Lonergan, Manchester by the Sea, Barry Jenkins for Moonlight, and Damien Chazelle for La La Land, and which I, you know, out of the two films, I enjoyed Whiplash.
Me too.
Very much.
I preferred Whiplash. It really spoke to me, and it had a velocity to it that I enjoyed.
And while I had issues with Manchester by the Sea, if I had to vote, I probably would vote for Kenneth Lonergan, because I do like his work and I liked his work in
this
film.
And I would say, you know what? I would say of that whole crew that I am more, you know, a Manchester by the Sea person. If you know, when it comes down to it, even in Best Picture, Manchester by the Sea is the one of those top group that I like the most. And therefore, Kenneth Lonergan would get my vote.
Who do you think will win?
Damien Chazelle. I mean, that just seems, unless there's some, it just seems like all along the line, La La Land has gained more and more and everything else has fallen back. And so something like Moonlight will get, you know, supporting actor, and it will get a screenplay, best adapted. And I will say this, that on Saturday will be the Indie Spirit Awards and Sunday the Oscars. And on Saturday, I think will be a huge Moonlight Fest with the Indie Spirit Awards because La La Land has too big a budget and is not up for any awards. So that's, I think that there will, you know, there will be plenty of love.
What happened to Silence?
What happened to Silence?
This is the Martin Scorsese movie about
faith.
About the faith and the Jesuits, and it is, I've seen it. It is a, it's a slog. It's a long movie, but I have to say I enjoyed it. But it was obviously a passion project of his, and only received one nomination for cinematography.
Right. It's a slog, and it's about faith. And I don't think we're living in a time where people are really asking those questions of themselves. And so they didn't connect with it. They didn't know. And many critics tried to kind of process it in some more simplistic way. And I don't think it can be processed simplistically.
That makes sense.
It's just too big.
It's very big. Very big. We'll wrap up, I guess, then with Best Actor. You have Casey Affleck, Andrew Garfield, Ryan Gosling, Viggo Mortensen, and Denzel Washington. And many fine performances in there.
If you went with your gut, who would you pick?
Huh. I guess I would probably, because I would not vote for Manchester by the Sea for Best Picture, I would probably want to give my nod to that movie and vote for Casey Affleck.
Right now, it's neck and neck. For me, it's Casey Affleck. I would like to see him win. I think it's a fantastic performance. If you wanted to know in my heart of hearts, Viggo. I think Viggo's performance just flies in Captain Fantastic. He will not win, but that performance just... It just transported me. It went beyond what I expected. On the other hand, I think Casey Affleck, this is, you know, would say that Manchester by the Sea is my favorite of the contenders, and it's my favorite because of his performance. It's so internal, it's so raw, it's so honest. Casey, the Affleck.
And I think we said this, but La La Land, you believe, will win Best Picture.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I hope it's Moonlight.
And you know what? There could be surprises. There could be surprises. Denzel may win Best Actor. What other surprises? Isabelle Huppert may win Best Actress. I mean, there's going to be something that we pretended that we knew all along and then didn't happen.
We'll find out on Sunday night when the Oscars happen in Hollywood, California at the Dolby Theater. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting. I'm very hopeful. I think he's a very good host.
He's a very good host. This is the year for Chris Rock. I wish he came back.
That's a good point, but I understand why you don't want to do it 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
so we'll see on Sunday night. Our guest has been film critic and Oscarologist Thelma Adams. Thelma, we love you. I thank you so much for being with us. It's always a blast talking movies with you.
Totally fun. Thanks, Joe, for having me.
Thank you very much. Again, we'll find out about the Oscars, and you can listen to this again and see who's right and wrong by going to WAMC.org.